This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, as we continue on here on the Morning Report, we get a chance for our morning conversation today talking about the Empty Bowls Project Dinner that is being put on by Feeding Umpqua, a program with UCAN. And joining us now is Sarah McGregor from UCAN. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for joining us here. Tell us this event coming up October 7th. Give us a little idea of what the Empty Bowls Project Dinner is. What it is, and then we'll get into what it's about, you know?
Sure, absolutely. So, like you mentioned, it's a fundraiser supporting Feeding Umpqua and UCAN. Feeding Umpqua is the regional food bank for all of Douglas County. So we provide food to our network of partners that are emergency food pantries, congregate meal sites, shelters, and then a variety of other nonprofits. But the event itself, people show up and they get to choose from a wide variety of ceramic bowls that are like handmade by ceramic artists or painted by community members, and then get to enjoy some delicious soup. We have about 12 soups from different chefs and restaurants in the community. Really just like a fun, casual evening to sit around, reflect with the community.
Well, it sounds like it'll be a really, a great endeavor that you guys are going on here. And is this, how long have you guys been doing this? Is this the first year or?
No, this is our seventh year.
Wow.
We took a little break one year, a few years back, and then did something a little different, a modified event. One year we did like a pickup party where people could pick up a bowl and get a certificate for a restaurant. It's really a great event. We do it in our warehouse, so people get a chance to really understand what the distribution center is like versus what a food pantry is like. So people often get us confused, like with our largest partner, the Fish. And like the Fish, everyone knows about because people go there and they get food. And we're a little bit more obscured because we're the ones that give food to the Fish.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense then. And so this is a fundraising effort to then be able to continue to help stock your shelves there at the distribution center?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to pay for the staff. Like we have three warehouse staff that move all of that food around all the time. And so it's a big endeavor. Plus, we also run a mobile food pantry, which goes out to some really remote parts of the community, including like Elkton, Camas Valley, Days Creek, Diamond Lake. And then we do some migrant and farm worker distributions as well. So we just have a lot of things going on, and every bit of support that we get helps feed people across the entire county.
Yeah. And I was going to say, this is Douglas County. Like this, the donations that people are going to be making, the efforts that you guys are going, this is supporting people right here in our community. It's not going out to a greater area. It's right here in our own backyards.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we serve the whole county from like all the way down to Glendale, Yoncalla Drain, Reedsport to Diamond Lake. So that's our service region, and we help support all of the partners in that area.
Well, it sounds like a pretty cool night, and obviously getting a meal is always nice. It's great, and it sounds like I'm looking at this list of restaurants that are helping you guys out. Great to see the community support, for one, and two, I think I like to eat at most of these places on a somewhat regular basis, so it looks like the food is going to be pretty tasty for everybody that's going to be taking part.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We have some new restaurants joining us this year, like Seven Thai is coming, and they're going to Midtown Grill, they've been helping us for a couple of years. They're doing like a chicken verde soup, and then we're going to get some classics in there, like a creamy tomato basil from the soup and salad shop, butternut squash soup coming in too. So, and we also always make a dessert soup.
I was just going to add, that was going to be my next question. What is a dessert soup?
So it's really like, I think of it as just like something that's really bright and sweet and a good palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. So like, it's nice to have between other soups. This year, the dessert soup is like mango, coconut, and lime, and has just a little bit of spice to it. So I think it's going to be great. Like everyone who tried it, we always test in the warehouse, and we tested three soups this year. We do it like every year, and this one was far and away the winner.
You guys also have some entertainment going on, as well as beverages for folks that are going to be a part of that. Tell us a little bit of some of the other ambiance that'll be there on this event.
Yeah, so we always, we've been last year and this year we invited Eric Yo, or Say Yes to the DJ, to come out and to DJ. He's really, really an engaging DJ. Now, I don't always think that's necessarily true at events, but he's really fun. And if anyone's been to any of the events he's put on around the community, like, you know, like the goth prom and things like that, just a great person, really fun, adds a lot to the event. And then, yeah, we're going to have some wine there as well from Whitetail Ridge Vineyards that people can purchase. And this year we're going to do a wine pool. We haven't done one of those before at the event, but basically, like, you pay a certain amount of money and then you get a cork, and then who knows what bottle of wine goes with that cork.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds cool. Let's hit the details of for people that might want to get involved. They're hearing about this and want to be able to help support, as well as they are open to the idea of a nice meal with some great soup and going to a good cause. What's it cost to get in? What's the timing? Where's the location? All of those great details.
Okay, so it's $35 in advance tickets. You can buy those on the website at youcanfillemptybowls.com or at just UCAN's main website, youcancap.org. And the event is Monday, October 7th. The doors open at 5:30, and you just ask people to park in the Costco parking lot, and there's a shuttle that'll bring you up. And at the door, the tickets are $40 a piece.
Gotcha. So get them now and then save yourself a little bit there, but get a chance to take part in what is a fantastic event going on here. Feeding Umpqua, distributing nearly 2 million pounds of food annually throughout Douglas County. Really great event going on. I was going to ask, how many bowls did you get to make for this event this year?
Me personally.
Yeah. Did you make any?
I didn't make any this year. I didn't get a chance. But we have over 200 bowls
Wow.
that we've already brought in, and we're still kind of waiting for the bowls from the Arts Association. So they always pull together all their artists to bring in bowls for us as well.
Are they good? Like, I would imagine if I was making them, they'd be really lumpy and weird looking, and they would they'd probably not make the meal any more enjoyable. I'm sure the food inside would be great, but the bowl, the presents would not be exciting.
That's really funny. Actually, yesterday we got some from Be Still, and they help people learn mm-hmm. how to throw bowls. And the owner was saying to me, she's like, I'm not some of these are from community members, so they're not as beautiful. And I said, you know, like, I have really seen at this event the gambit. I have seen the, you know, bowl that looks like definitely a child helped throw it or paint it, all the way to, like, the most beautiful ceramic artist
wow.
bowls. And so I think everyone just finds something that really speaks to them. And people kind of love the unusual,
yeah.
I think. Like, they just don't seem to stay. Like,
yeah.
you know, because we always have some that don't go out or people don't pick up every year. But I feel like people do take those interesting bowls. So there's no bowl that's really rejected. It'll eventually find its home.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that. Sarah McGregor from Feeding Umpqua joining us here to talk about the Empty Bowls Project Dinner happening Monday, October 7th from 5:30 to 7:30. You can purchase tickets online. We'll have links and information all up on 541radio.com to send you in the right direction to be a part of this great event supporting the efforts of giving people food here in Douglas County. Sarah, really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Report.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back with our news headlines here on News Radio 93.9 FM at 1240 KQEN.